from Atlanta, Georgia. Welcome to Fearfully and Wonderfully Me, a podcast for women on leadership and life skills with Rhea Story. Rhea shares powerful life and leadership principles, helping you maximize your potential and become the woman God created you to be.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's podcast episode, Energy Comes from Health. This is actually based on a chapter out of my book, Achieve, Maximize Your Potential with 7 Keys to Unlock Success and Significance. And I've got a chapter in that book that really talks about how we get more energy from our health, or how our health can affect our energy. Now, I know that's kind of a no-brainer, right? You're probably like, well, of course, we all know that when we're healthy, we have more energy. But let's talk about, number one, why that is and how we can improve it. Because here's the thing, every single thing that you want to accomplish is going to require energy in some form or fashion. If you want to write a book, you've got to have the mental energy to do that. If you want to get a promotion at work, you've got to have physical energy to be able to be your best. I mean, you've got to have energy from somewhere. If you just want to, you know, have enough energy to attend your kids' soccer games all weekend, right? That takes energy. And, you know, we don't always think about it, but our mind is the most precious resource that we have. I mean, we use our mind to create and dream and reflect and think and plan and organize and learn and study and write and read and grow. And that's different than the physical organ, the brain, right? The brain is the physical organ that allows us to consciously think and make choices and choose responses. So the brain is what makes the mind possible, if you want to think about it like that. So your mind or your thoughts direct the brain, which controls the rest of your body. And there, you know, there's so much research now that shows how thoughts that we think, whether they're positive or whether they're negative, actually create a physiological change in the brain. And that's why it's so important to think about the positive aspects of our thinking and our thoughts and focus on the positives, not ignoring the problems, not ignoring the negative, but focusing more on the positives, because we are actually creating a physiological change in the brain, right? A connection. As we think about something, we form a little connection. And if we continue to think about it repeatedly, we form a much stronger connection. This is why habits are so difficult to break, because you've strengthened that connection in your brain over time with repeated behaviors. And that connection doesn't ever really go away. Even if you change the habit or improve the habit or get a better habit, that connection that you formed is kind of always going to be there at some level. It may degenerate or weaken over time, but it's so easy to pick back up a bad habit because you formed that connection, and that's always going to be there. So that's why it's so important to make sure that we are focusing on the good connections, the good habits, the things that move us forward. But all of that allows us to accomplish tasks in the physical world, right? The thoughts that we think and the brain, which controls our body, is at some level, the body is fueling the brain and the brain is directing the body, right? So our brain is dependent on the body and vice versa. But the brain is processing the stimulus around us, what we see, what we taste. But our mind is what controls our responses. Well, now, with the exception of the automatic reflexes, right? And we could spend a whole podcast episode digging into that, but that's another topic than today. So it's common sense that the healthier you are, the more energy you will have. And your health is going to determine how much energy is available for your brain and for your body. Now, I remember the first time I read I was astounded when I read the amount of energy our brain actually takes. It's something like 300 to 400 calories a day is consumed by your brain. And it makes good sense, because you've probably had a scenario in your life where you skipped a meal or worked through lunch or something and didn't get to eat. And by the end of the day, your brain's just foggy, right? And you don't think as well when you've been fasting. Your brain is, you know, it's just screaming for the calories and for the nutrition because your brain uses a lot of calories. It uses a lot of energy. So the healthier we are, the more energy we'll have for the body and for the brain. So it's important to think about how we're fueling and treating our body and our brain. We can be intentional about caring for that relative to our food choices and our exercise, along with very important rest and rejuvenation, right? And these are, again, nothing new. These are all great elements of self-care. Maybe you've heard them before, but I wanted to share them with you today and maybe a different perspective that helps you remember why it's so important, because our energy does come from our health. So my point here is to just be intentional about creating those positive health habits that will help you maximize the creative potential within your mind. So our positive health habits can be broken down in a couple of different areas, but I want to focus on just the top two in this podcast episode: eating and exercising. Now, of course, there are certainly other things that can affect your mindset and your energy, stress, anything like that. But let's focus on those top two, because I think that is where the majority of us have the most potential. So let's focus on those two today. So first and foremost, eating for health. Food is fuel for the body. Now, there's absolutely no doubt that the majority of our food choices today taste good, because particularly processed food has added salt, fat, and sugar, and those things taste good, right? But because they taste good, we tend to become very addicted to them very easily. And we don't really think about that. But the more processed food is, the worse it is for us, almost without exception. The more it's been processed, the more ingredients that have been added, chemicals, salt, sugar, fat, MSG, any of that stuff might make it taste better, but it doesn't help our health. And in fact, it actually can really drain our health. I think most people don't really understand that they're walking around and they may be clinically malnourished. They're not getting enough of the micronutrients they need, but they're overfed in terms of calories. And, you know, all of us have experienced some weight gain over the holidays or something like that. That's because we're getting too much macronutrients, right? Too many calories. And yet those calories might just be empty, and they don't contain the micronutrients, the vitamins and the minerals that our body needs. And so what happens is we get too many calories and then we're still hungry. And so we just eat more, but we just compound the problem because we're eating more of the junk food, the processed food. So we also don't want to make the mistake of eating too little, because that causes your body to just go into complete conservation mode, right? So we really want to focus on eating, you know, eat more vegetables. We already know this is not rocket science. We know you should eat more vegetables and less other things. Eating a mostly whole, less processed, healthy foods, more plants, less of the processed junk will really help fuel your body better. And for me, the aha moment was shifting, right? Instead of viewing food as the primary enjoyment, my perspective of food is fuel. And the better I can, it's like when you put better fuel in your car, it runs better, right? The better fuel I can put into my body, the more energy I have. And I mean, this is critical because I have a lot that I want to get done. You know, my day starts most days around 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and I get up and I go exercise, and that's pretty much every day. And then that might be running for a couple hours, or it might be walking, or it might be doing something else, some cross training or something like that. But pretty much every day, there's some portion of my day that's dedicated to exercise. And, you know, then I want to write blogs and articles and put out content on social media. And then I'm, you know, cooking and juicing and making a majority of our foods, which also means grocery shopping and lists and planning. And then, you know, all of the other things that go into running the house and helping with a business. And then all add on top of that, a lot of times we're speaking and traveling and on the road a lot. And just this next, as I record this podcast, we are getting ready to head to, we just got back from New York, speaking in New York And then this week we're headed to speaking in Charlotte, and then we're headed from there to Dallas, Texas. Directly from Dallas, we're going to come home, but then we're going to fly to Wisconsin and speak there. And from Wisconsin, we don't even come home. We just go right to St. Peter's, Missouri and speak there. And then we're headed to Florida for a couple days, back to Atlanta and back to Florida. So, I mean, we're just looking at several weeks of busy travel and all of that. So my point here is I need a lot of energy, right? I've got a lot blessedly full plate, and that's by choice. And I wouldn't have it any other way, but I need a lot of energy to get all of the things done in life that I want to get done. And when I realized that when I change my perspective of food is fuel, then I can start to fuel my body for better energy. And so I'll give you a great example. I got done running this morning and I don't know where it came from because I don't eat donuts on a regular basis, but I just had the thought this morning that, man, a donut would taste so good with a cup of coffee. It was a little cold this morning and I thought, man, that would just be a great way to enjoy a donut after my run. And then I thought, no, you know what? What would serve me so much better is a bowl of oatmeal. Now, the oatmeal probably doesn't taste as good, but when I stopped to think about it and hit the pause button, right, responding on my values instead of the emotion of the moment would be like, hey, let's go get a donut. The value for me was oatmeal is going to serve me better. It's going to be certainly healthier. It's going to have more nutrition in it. I can throw in some blueberries and some ground flax seeds and, you know, get some superfoods in there. So yeah, I'll just go home and have the oatmeal. So the more we can change our perspective to that, the easier it becomes to make those right choices. So just thinking about fuel and healthy choices, being intentional. And then number two, exercise for health, because here's why. Exercise creates endorphins, and that's the body's natural positive chemical response to the right amount of exercise. And it doesn't have to be at a gym. Go outside and take a walk, go for a hike, swim, do Zumba, walk while you're talking on the phone, or stretch, or find something that you like. But you've got to move your body. You've got to move your body. Exercise is good for us. It's good for us physically. It's good for us mentally. And I've said it before, but I think exercise is one of the things that when we take control of that element in our life, it allows us to grow and gives us more ability to take control in other dimensions of our life. So for example, if you are more intentional with exercise habits, it's kind of a foundation that allows other habits to be stacked on top, other good habits to be stacked on top of that. So that's critical, right? Exercise to me is one of the keystone habits. It's the foundation habit that makes other physical habits much easier. I know for myself, I feel better when I exercise. I'm a nicer person when I exercise. I make better food choices when I exercise because then I'm like, oh, I don't want to throw away that run. I want to make sure that I'm fueling my body for the next run. So I don't want to eat the donut. I want to go home and eat the oatmeal. So as we think about this, all it really boils down to is really becoming a little more intentional with eating and exercising for our health, because your health is determining your energy, and it's either draining your energy away or it's fueling you up appropriately to have more energy for the things that you want to do and love to do in life. And long term, your health is one of those things that it's priceless, right? You can't go back to Walmart and buy more health. And so the better you can take care of your health now, the easier it becomes to maintain health long term as we get older. And so I know it's something we don't all think about and maybe don't like to think about, but it's so critical when we think about how our energy is affected by our health. And that's why the healthy habits are so critical. Thinking about, you know, and again, with any habit, if you want to make a change relative to a habit, it's so much easier to start small. So if you're just wanting to start an exercise habit, for example, then don't commit to an hour of exercise every single day. Commit to 5 minutes twice a week, right? Make that goal so small that you know you can commit to it. You know there's no way you're going to have an excuse. You're not going to sleep through your alarm or press the snooze button. You know that you can commit to 5 minutes, right? A 5 minute walk, whatever you can. Make that first few steps so small, so tiny that you know 100% certainty you can commit to it. Just like any habit, right? We start small. It's the power of small. And you want to leverage that as you build healthier habits. If it's eating that you want some healthier habits, I mean, it's so tempting, especially as New Year's is going to be right around the corner, to just say, oh, overhaul everything and lose 10 pounds, right? But start small. You might not can commit to losing 10 pounds by the end of the day, but you can probably commit to eating a salad today for lunch instead of a cheeseburger and fries and a milkshake, right? So think about those health, eating, and exercise goals in terms of very small changes, and they add up over time. You maybe remember the podcast episode I did a couple years back on giving up cheese crackers, but you know, that was a little thing that's added up over time. I know cheese crackers aren't great for me. Now, I do occasionally still want to indulge in one box, but I don't keep them on a regular basis. But just finding something else that could replace that. So if there's a habit that you may not can entirely get rid of, but maybe you can find something to substitute that's a little healthier, right? So think about that. And your mind is a powerful thing. I guarantee you want to figure out something, a way to do something, you absolutely can. But if you want to figure out a way to not do something, you'll find an excuse. Until next time.
Start increasing your influence and maximizing your potential with Rhea's audiobooks. Available at audible.com, amazon.com, and iBooks. Please visit riastory.com to learn about Rhea's books, resources, speaking, and training programs. Thanks for listening.